For today's 30-year-olds, the music of the 1980s was the soundtrack of their teen years. Reporter Joshua Leves of member station WABE in Atlanta counts himself a member of Generation X. He has this look at the music of the 80s.
A lot of great music was created when we were teens in the 1980s. There were fantastic rock songs, some of the first rap albums, and memorable country music. But one sound dominated. Upbeat pop ruled the airwaves. It was a phenomenon some rock historians call the pop explosion. '80s kids did have the beat, and we remember it well.
I'm Allison Fleming. I'm an actress.
I'm Katie Kroll. I work in publishing.
My name is DJ Boom Bip.
My name's John Mullen.
I'm Lindsay Smith.
David Smart.
This group of grown-up 80s kids got together to reminisce. They come from different backgrounds and have different musical tastes, but everybody agreed on the biggest force behind 80s pop, MTV.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
MTV drove
MTV.
It, definitely.
It was influencing our whole culture.
And it let you see what a song looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And that was absolutely engrossing to me and just about everybody I knew.
Revolutionary.
And parents didn't like it.
Catchy videos and heavy use of synthesizers propelled the success of the decade's most popular bands like Duran Duran. The music conjures up images of acid-washed jeans, polos with the collars up, parachute pants, leg warmers, and basically anything worn by
like a virgin, touched for the very first time.
Madonna was the queen of 80s pop, spawning legions of Madonna wannabes. Her racy lyrics and videos helped keep her at the top, where she shared a throne with our version of the king, Michael Jackson. We would listen to the music over and over and over, thanks to cassettes and the Walkman.
You could play it in the car, and your parents didn't have to listen to it, which was key.
Parents still worried, though, especially when kids blasted loud hair metal bands. The 80s also had some great rock, from groups like U2 to soloists like Bruce Springsteen. But many say the most important musical phenomenon of the decade was the development of hip-hop as a commercial art form. 30-year-old Malik Taylor, better known as Fife, was part of the 90s rap group A Tribe Called Quest.
I think the first record I bought was Jimmy Spicer's Super Rhymes. That was like the first joint I bought.
Soon he was buying LPs from Slick Rick, Salt-N-Pepa, and Houdini.
Friends, how many of us have them?
Also coming up on his 30th birthday, rapper Jurobi White. He's feeling nostalgic for the 80s. He misses pop groups like Hall & Oates, the early videos, and hip-hop the way he remembers it.
You go to party and have fun. We had dances, the Cabbage Patch, Running Man, and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? We don't have any of that stuff anymore.
In the 80s, hip-hop was more about fun.
Yeah.
That fun led to a hybrid in 1986 that helped bring rap to rock listeners and rock to rap listeners. The collaboration between rock's Aerosmith and hip-hop's Run-DMC helped pave the way for more crossovers and shared time on some radio stations. But because both rock and rap were so successful in the 90s, 30-year-olds say the music they think of as quintessential 80s is the music that came and went with the decade. That's the pop, which was so dependent on new sound technology that it quickly became dated. Thirty-year-old singer-songwriter Lindsay Smith.
There was sort of a new sound that hadn't been done before, and now that's the 80s sound.
The sound is returning. A dozen stations around the country are switching to 80s formats, and in some cases calling the songs oldies, which begs the question, are we old?
We might be a little old.
No,
we're getting
silly.
We're not old.
Chronologically, maybe.
You know what, though? It's not so much the 80s music stations that make me feel old. It's the fact that when I turn on the music that's being marketed to the kids, I don't understand what the kids are listening to these days. I think that's what makes me feel old.
Oh. Kids of the 80s say back when Prince was singing about the turn of the millennium, it seemed so far away. After all, by the time it arrived, we were going to be almost 30. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.